I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. And my main goal in creating Pray Every Day is this. I want these prayers to reach beyond the borders of the U.S. to countries all over the world. I have a map in my office where I'm pinning wherever folks are listening. Someone today told me that they were listening from Georgia, which actually is in the United States, not the other Georgia. To share your location, simply go to today's show notes and let me know in the comment section below. And I have these little tiny flags where I actually put people's names on and stick them into my map. So I would love to stick your name into my map to find out where you're listening. So today we are reading through Psalm 119, and we are adventuring through verses 55 and 56 in the Voice translation. It says this, O Eternal One, through the night I stop to recall your name. That's how I live according to your teachings. This has become my practice to keep your ordinances. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love this verse because I am an insomniac and I battle sleep every night. I battled it last night. It's a frustrating thing that I've tried everything for, but I kind of have this feeling that maybe this is a time where I can spend time with you. I can recall your name, as the psalmist said. It said, O Eternal One, through the night I stop to recall your name. That's how I live according to your teachings. So Lord, for those who are up in the middle of the night, maybe they're caring for a loved one, or they've got an animal that's hurt, or they have insomnia like me, or anxiety, and they just can't seem to turn their mind off. Lord, help them to remember tonight to recall your name. And Lord, there are times where I have difficult dreams or scary dreams, and in the middle of the dream, I'll just cry out the name Jesus. And so for those who are in the middle of the night with scary dreams, I pray that they would call upon your name. But I also pray for those encountering difficult situations today, where sometimes all we can just pray is your name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And not in a swear way at all, but just in a, we need you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Please be with me, Jesus. Please walk with me, Jesus. I am desperate without you, Jesus. Oh, how we need you, Jesus. You are the risen one. You are the one who conquered death. You are the one who set us free. You are the one who took upon the sins of the world on your shoulders, and you died for us, but you resurrected the living one. You are everything that we need, and you represent the best of everything in this world. And you are the embodiment of the commands of God. You fulfilled the law in the way that you lived your life. And so, Lord, we bow before you. We adore you. We worship you today. We call upon your name. We recall your name. And Lord, the psalmist said, this has become my practice to keep your ordinances. And when we keep your ordinances, or we keep your law, it's all because of the Spirit working within us. Lord, help us to walk with practice, to practice your principles, to practice your presence. As Brother Lawrence said, he used to practice your presence while he was doing dishes, and he would find you in the midst of mundane chores. So I pray for my listeners today that they would find you and say your name in the midst of their mundane chores, of boring things like doing dishes and washing clothes and taking the car to get an oil change, or dealing with the DMV, all those things that we have to do in our daily lives. We just entrust them to you, and we want it to become our practice to shine you wherever we go. Help us also just to, I pray for a reorientation of thought about the humans that we meet today, Lord. And I've prayed this before and pray every day, but I just feel the need and the burden to pray it again, that we would begin to see people as image bearers of you, that they've got a deposit of you within them, and therefore they are endowed with dignity. So help us, instead of dismiss people or yell at people or just disregard them completely, to instead listen to your hints and your hunches about them, and to really engage with folks today, to even just give eye contact or to smile. Lord, help us to be mindful that there are people with 1,000 stories, and our story is not the only story on this planet, but other people are living difficult stories. I'm reminded of the email I received today from someone who's just going through a really hard time, and I realize that there's so many of us with difficult stories, and all we need is to know that we're not alone. So Lord, hearken us and hearken our hearts to bless people who may be lonely today. I pray this in your empathetic name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are feeling like your story is overwhelming and painful, I pray you would lay that story at the feet of Jesus. He will redeem it. He will take care of it for you, and he will be with you as you walk out the rest of your story. Hang in there. You're going to be okay. Have a great day.